up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Again, it ain't cliche, man. Thank you guys for tuning in every day, it seems. Somebody's reaching out to me. Yesterday, I was snowed in somewhere in Boston, and I called my friend Pastor Allen in Florida, and I hear all these people giggling on the phone, so I just want to give a shout out to Pastor Allen's interns. Look, people are tuning in. Australia yesterday, somebody hit me up, so it's awesome. Look, I'm telling you right now, we are probably 6 to 7 times growth, like greater than any podcast that's a lot. Our Podbean subscribers have like doubled in the last, half of all of our subscribers came in the last 30 days. So look, if you're joining us through Podbean or iTunes, wherever you are, I'm just glad you're with us. Join us every morning, Monday through Friday. Let people know, help invest in it. Thank you again. We're going to call today being available. You know, I always felt like too much stake or stock was put in ability. It's like, you know, from a young age, the enemy, I'm just telling you right now, the enemy wants you not to think you're smart enough, you're good enough, you're strong enough, you measure up to everybody. As a minister, can I tell you? I can't believe how many people come to me and say, well, you just think you're too busy. Oh, I just don't want to inconvenience. What the world? If I need something from you and I need whatever, a touch from God, I don't care if you're busy. I'm desperate for breakthrough. And everybody takes a position of they're just not good enough. And everybody doesn't feel like they measure up. And truthfully, we all have a list if you want to look at life that difficult. Because that ability, hear me clearly, is overrated. Because God's looking ultimately for not ability, friends, but availability. We put so much stock in what someone can do. Oh, you went to school for this, or you really know how to do this, or wow, you do this well. Look, everybody has gifts and everybody has talents. It doesn't matter. I promise you, no matter who you are, this is what you have. But not everybody makes themselves available to use those gifts and talents. Not everybody makes themselves available to use those. And so when God gives us gifts freely, he gives it to us for his purpose on this earth. And if we tie those up by believing that we're not good enough, or we don't measure up, or we're not a good enough speaker, or we can't do this well, or we can't, you know, we're not as, you know, thorough as someone else, or we don't measure up in our looks or whatever it is, that's ridiculous. God's looking for you to be available. And your yes. Look, as a pastor, church planner, somebody that travels the world, we deal with lots of people, lots of volunteers, lots of help, lots of staff. And I will tell you something. I can take somebody that's available and willing over somebody that's just more talented. Because as I'm somebody that manages people, I'd rather have availability and a better attitude than somebody that's just skilled. Because skill can kill you. And so, look, today I want you to know you have got to be available. And in the day we live in, as fast-paced as this is, as much as flies at you all day, and you know, thank God you're taking 15 minutes today to spend time with the Lord and me to do a devotion. But when you're done with this podcast, or some of y'all just going to stop it halfway through because you're too busy. And the truth is, you have got to make more time to be available for what God wants you to do. Some of us, we can't listen because we won't sit still long enough. I remember years ago, I remember one time I was in the middle of the night and it was a long day. bell to bell, nothing. I mean, I was just going crazy. It was just crazy. I went to go lay down at night, and I had this thought. I didn't make myself available for God to use me today. Somebody needed a touch from God, and I wasn't willing to listen. And I called, I think I called Rick. I called somebody in the middle of the night. It was like 11 o'clock. I said, man, get in the car. And it was freezing in New London. And I remember driving around going, God, I'm sorry that I didn't make myself available today. Who do you want to touch? And I'm driving all around, right? There's nobody. I was like snowbanks everywhere, freezing cold. And I said, I know there's somebody that God wants to touch. And as I was driving and starting to feel like it ain't going to happen, the Lord said, not only do I want to touch somebody, but he has a brother that's in the hospital. And he doesn't feel like he can help at all. And I now words are starting to flow. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to find this guy. And we drove, man. It was hours. And finally, we're coming down Bank Street. And I'm looking to the right. And I see a man pushing a cart. And to be honest with you, there was no prophetic word needed. Quite frankly, I was ready to go to bed. And he was the only person out. And I just pulled up the car, and I was too cold to get out. And I said, hey, buddy, do you have a brother that needs prayer right now that's in the hospital? And he just stopped everything. He ran up to the car, and he's like, how did you know I'm in such pain right now? And we got out of the car. We prayed for him. We ministered him. I think we ended up getting him a meal over, you know, at a diner. We did all this stuff, man. It was like the most powerful night, you know. And I went back home. I went to bed. And as I went to bed, I had such a feeling of fulfillment in my heart because I knew how busy my day was and I didn't stop for the one. And I didn't, you know, I didn't like make the kingdom a priority that day, I felt. And after that whole encounter and meeting that man, I realized that the difference was availability. And so today you need to stop being so busy making a living that you learn to have a life. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
Hey everybody, we're back Engaging Heaven today. We're talking about being available. You don't realize that as busy as we are in the day we live in today, that we really don't stop for the things that are on God's heart. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we wait till convenient time. Or, you know how many people I find lie themselves and say, well, you know, when I retire one day, or when I'm out of Bible school, or when I'm out of high school, look, there's never going to be a convenient time. Your convenient time to be available to God is now. Your most convenient time to give everything to Jesus is now. There is no better time than today to make yourself available to do everything that God's called you to do. In Matthew 25 is the parable of the talents. And the Lord's explaining, look, basically he gave everybody some talents, right? And then it says this in Matthew 25:15. It's a crazy verse. It says, he gave some this, some this, some this, each according to their own ability. And that's always struck me because who determines that? Who determines what your ability is? I mean, that's crazy. And he's giving everybody a talent. So there's two things you need to realize. Number one, it's not ability, it's availability. God gave some this, some this, some this, each according to their own, ultimately, availability. What is your availability? That's going to determine what you do with the talents you have. Because the question isn't, do you have talents? You have them. It's, what are you doing with what he's given you? And the other thing you need to realize in this passage of scripture is everybody was giving something to work with. So, unfortunately, this Instagram, Facebook crazed, everybody's looking out their window at someone else's fake life era that we live in, like, gosh, the truth is God could give you 5 talents and me 2. But if I'm so busy Instagramming my 2 talents, like you try to do a selfie and cover your fat face. If all I'm doing is trying to Instagram the 2 talents, here you're home with 10. And because you're not flaunting it, you feel like your 10 are insignificant, because I have taken pictures of my talents every single angle and I've flaunted it on the internet. Here's what you got to understand. It's, what are you doing with your availability? What are you doing with the talents he's given you? Because in a moment, your 10 can be 20. My 2 can be 12. You see, it's not about the hype behind the talent. It's the depth of your availability. What is your availability gauge? Are you really every day wanting to live a life of purpose? Are you wanting to make yourself available to the things of God? Because that's the only way we increase these talents. They don't come by good looks. They don't come by family history. They don't come by nothing. The truth is, there's a blessing that my children will receive because they're my kids, but it can be squandered if they don't understand that they have to pay a price and work hard and serve and surrender themselves to God first and foremost, above anything. And so I'm telling you, ability has been overrated. It's not. It's availability. It's who God will bypass 100 people for the one heart that says yes. Without restrictions. Whatever God wants me to do, I'll do. Whatever he's asking you to do, be willing to do it. Don't worry about the cost. Don't worry about the risk. Just say yes. And if you can live that way, absolutely case closed. You will flourish in this life. You'll slay the enemy in every way around you, and you'll live a life of the miraculous. But as long as you're living in your head, feeling like you're not good enough, that's the whole thing, man. Jesus comes out of this experience, goes into the wilderness, right? And the devil's like, if you're the Son of God, do this. If, what do you mean? He's trying to get you to question who you are. You don't owe the devil attention. Be available. Be available. Be sensitive. I remember I was in a grocery store one time. I felt really in my heart to pay for this woman's groceries. And instead of saying yes, I start sizing up what the bill's going to be. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, well, it's a little more than I can swing right now. I'm trying to, in my head, what is name that price or whatever, And I decided not to do it. I failed. And I got in the car and I just tried to blow it over because I didn't have a lot of money and I needed gas and whatever formula, probably something crazy. And I was young. And the Lord said to me, my palms were sweaty. I was like really feeling like God was telling me to do it, And the Lord said, I wanted you to buy her groceries. And I was like, sorry, man. I just didn't feel like I had enough money. I apologize. And this is what the Lord said to me. Every time my Holy Spirit nudges you to do something and you don't listen, you desensitize yourself to me. And I realized at that moment that there are a lot of believers that have grown cold in their heart because they keep saying no to Jesus. You can't live your life with mostly no's and occasional yes and think you're going to have an abundant life. It doesn't work. If you're going to have an abundant life, then your yeses better increase and your no's better decrease to nothing. And the only time you use no is when it's a powerful word and you need to set boundaries in your life. But we don't tell the Lord no, ever. If God says no, it's no. If he says yes, it's yes. So today, be available. Step out of your crazy world and touch someone for Christ. Do something. Share your faith. Lay hands on the sick. Do something with yourself. Because I'm tired of you waking up every morning, going to bed, not impacting humanity, but somehow in your head, you think that he's called you and you're doing something great. No, honey, you're not. Be available. And so today I charge you to open your eyes. Believe for divine appointments. Believe for things that you haven't noticed before. And I'm telling you, you just might see God everywhere. See you tomorrow. We love you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.